Who are you? I'm a believer. What do a believer do? A believer believes. That's who I am. It ain't no what if God said it, that's it. And I believe it. And I stand on that. I don't change. Pressure comes. That's what, see, this reason comes. And see when you have people standing there, call themselves representing God, standing and say, God don't heal today. Holy, that speaking in tongues is of the devil. And you keep listening to their unbelief, it robs you of what you should be doing. It makes it, when you listen to that and take it into your spirit, it makes it hard for you to believe what God said, because you don't think he's, you become like that unbeliever that's telling it. And then you think God is like him. He might do it, he might not. But see, no, there's no such thing with God. If he said it, that's what it is. I don't care who believes or don't believe, that's what it is, and that's what he'll do. That's what he'll done. Can nobody change the death, burial, resurrection, and ascending of Jesus and sitting at the right hand of God? I don't care if nobody in this earth believes it. They can't change. That's a truth that has been established. It's an eternal truth, can't be erased, can't be changed, can't be altered. It's sealed in blood. No man, no demon, no devil, nobody. God himself can't change it because he told the truth. He won't, because it's the truth. I say he won't, because it's the truth. That's who he is. Wow. Hallelujah. And so what is he saying? I want you to understand you're one with me in that. You're one with me. He wants you to get the truth. This truth in your spirit, that everything he said he has done and accomplished in his life, his birth, his virgin birth, life, death, burial, resurrection, and ascending, and seating at the right hand of God, everything he has done, he wants you to get this truth in your spirit, that this is true and it cannot be changed. That everything he did in that and put in his will, that's yours now and in the life to come. See, you're not going to get eternal life when you die, when you leave this physical body. You better have it before you leave. What you're going to do is pull off what can't go to heaven. And you're going to get another body. It's going to be like his. But we get life here when we get born again. We receive the life of God. This is why he says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. And you need to know, I am a new creation. This new creature has been joined to the Lord, and he's one, he or she is one with God. We make up God's family. We're God's new race of people on earth. He has a family in heaven, and he has a family on the earth. We're all of one. They have finished what they were supposed to do, and we're here finishing up ours. And once all this is wrapped up, we'll be joined together, because the scripture said we'll be caught up and meet the Lord in there, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Didn't he say it? So what are we saying? He one with the Lord. So since you know this, that you're one with him, and God is not a man that he should lie, did not he said all the promises of God were in him, in Jesus, is what? Yes and amen. Let me read you this account. And Jesus said, I never seen any faith like this. Let's read it. Matthew 8, 5. Matthew Gospel 8, 5. Show you what Jesus said. This man was not even a Jew, but he believed what God said. All right, here we go. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Come on. And saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of what? Pauses. Grievously what? Keep going. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Keep going. Look what the centurion said. The centurion said, answer and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come unto my roof, come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servants shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go. And he goeth. I say to another, come. He cometh. And I say to my servant, do this. And he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. Can you imagine somebody said something make Jesus marvel? He marveled. And said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel.